Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
The media refused to report on what Steve Witkoff said on this program last night, and some conservative media have done exactly the same thing, and I think they're doing a grave disservice to the American people, to our military, to the commander-in-chief, by not allowing all that information to get out, because some of that was very jaw-dropping, as Steve Witkoff was talking about how he and Jared Kushner were negotiating with these people and how they were responding. And beyond what was discussed earlier in the media, he went into great detail because I gave him really three-fourths of the first hour to go through it and mostly kept my mouth shut so he could speak and explain it. Now, it's all there for you folks. We posted on our website. We've posted it on all of our social sites. And as far as I know, that's all where it is. I want to thank some of those who are on the Internet who have actually read it, some of whom are really great historians and scholars. One gentleman even said when the history books are written about this military campaign and how important it is, it's going to start with that interview with Steve Witkoff. But it wasn't important enough for the networks, for cable, for my colleagues, just not important enough, which is really shocking to me. You don't have to use my name. You don't even have to say I interviewed him. The things he said were very, very important. I'm not going to regurgitate them here. You can go listen to them. We have it out there for you. Caroline Leavitt at the White House press briefing today with Caitlin Collins. Caitlin Collins seems to think that her job is to be that guy, what was his name, Jim Acosta. Seems to think that that's her role. And so rather than trying to elicit actual information, she makes allegations, she makes statements and pretends it's a question mark on the end. And I want you to listen to this at a briefing today. Cut 11, go.
You just mentioned that the president is going to attend the dignified transfer for these families. Given what Secretary Hegseth said this morning, is it the position of this administration that the press should not prominently cover the deaths of U.S. service members?
No, it's the position of this administration that the press in this room and the press across the country should accurately report on the success of Operation Epic Fury and the damage it is doing to the rogue Iranian regime that has threatened the lives of every single American in this room. If the Iranian regime had their choice, they would kill every single person in this room. And so we can all be very grateful that we have an administration and that we have men and women in our armed forces who are willing to sacrifice their own lives for the rest of us in this room and for every American across the country and for every troop that is based in the Middle East.
Hegseth was complaining that it was front page news about these six service members who were killed.
That's not what the secretary said, Caitlin, and that's not what the secretary meant. And you know it. You know you are being disingenuous. There is not. We've never never had a Secretary of Defense. Who cares more?
Get through, or tragic things happen. It's front page news. I get it. The press only wants to make the president look bad.
Yeah,
as you know, we cover the deaths of U.S. service members under every president.
The press does only want to make the president look bad. That's a fact. Especially you. No, listen to me. Especially you, and especially CNN. And the Secretary of Defense cares deeply about our war fighters and our men and women in uniform. He travels all across this country to meet with them, to connect with them, and your network has hardly ever probably reported on that. You also had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Chairman Kane, who's a brave patriot, standing alongside the secretary at the Pentagon this morning, again expressing his condolences to these families. And I just told you that the President of the United States will be attending their dignified transfer. So please,
that's not making the president look bad. That's so showcasing that.
We expect you to cover that as you should. We expect you to cover that as you should, Caitlin. But you and your network know that you take every single thing this administration says and tries to use it to make the president look bad. That is an objectable fact.
I don't think covering true justice is trying to make
if you're trying
look
to
bad.
If you're trying to argue right now that CNN's overwhelming coverage is not negative of President Donald Trump, I think the American people would tend to agree, and your ratings would tend to disagree with that as well.
Ooh. Can't say that to the media. Can't tell the media the truth, you know. Can't tell them that. She is despicable. That network really doesn't even exist. Nobody watches it. Now that the Ellison family's purchased it, maybe they can breathe some life into it by making it objective. Yes. John Spencer of West Point, an expert on so many things military, he was on Fox News yesterday. Cut 12, go.
We'll have to create a new grade, because what the U.S. military with Israel have done is historic, never been done before. I mean, imagine killing Hitler, his successor, every one of his field marshals before the first boots touched the beaches of Normandy. That's the neurological strike that we saw in the first 24 hours. I mean, usually I say sink Navy and you're part of the Army-Navy game as like some service rivalry, but we've sunk an entire nation's Navy, and it's crippling. It should put the fear of God in all of our enemies, and definitely anybody who decides he wants to take a new job in Iran, because they're killing anyone who signs up to be the next leader, the next general.
Mm-hmm. Tony Dacop, how do you pronounce this, Rich? I don't even know. He's the new CBS Evening anchor. Dacopil, D-O-K-O-U-P-I-L. We're very critical of these networks, but when a network actually does a good job of covering something, I'll try and highlight it. Cut 13, go.
If you're looking for an origin point of this current war, don't look to the earliest hours of this Saturday. Look back to November 4th, 1979. That was the day Iranian revolutionaries stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, capturing 52 Americans and parading them in blindfolds for the whole world to see.
A new and daring element was disclosed today in the Iran crisis.
For the next 444 days, they were held captive, the tally kept nightly by Walter Cronkite. Finally, the hostages were released, but that wasn't the end of the story. In 1983, 241 U.S. service members were killed in their barracks by an Iran-backed suicide bomber in Beirut. Americans can argue whether this is a war of necessity, but what's clear from the history is that the fuse of this explosion is 50 years long and has included the loss of thousands of American and Iranian lives. Every president since Jimmy Carter has tried to end this conflict. In 2015, President Barack Obama announced a deal to stall Iran's nuclear ambitions, a deal that President Trump replaced with a campaign of maximum pressure and now military might.
Today, the United States military continues to carry out large-scale combat operations in Iran to eliminate the grave threats posed to America by this terrible terrorist regime.
That history is why the president's allies in Congress say he hasn't started a war with Iran. He's finishing one.
Now, that's honest reporting. Good for CBS News, seriously. Now, look, folks, I have clip after clip of the Democrats here. I've got Schumer with reporters. I've got Elizabeth Warren, who's a complete airhead. I've got Ruben Galeo, who is just a liar. Mark Kelly. It's hard to believe he was in the Navy and an astronaut. Pramila Jayapal, who's everywhere because she's so experienced at everything she does. She's a bomb thrower, left-wing kook. But let us deal with her, actually. Let us deal with her. Listen to what she said on MS Now. Go.
This is an illegal, unconstitutional war. There was nothing in the briefing given to
hey,
us
stop.
About...
Stop. How is it an illegal, unconstitutional war? It's a simple question, but of course, they let her drone on and drone on for a minute and a half. Because these networks or these cable outfits, they're not interested in informing you. They're interested in propaganda and pushing the country to the hard left. What exactly is it that is illegal or unconstitutional? There's nothing illegal or unconstitutional about this. Nothing. Zero. Go ahead.
That would have allowed the president to
go. That's enough for her. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Group.
Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Talk Radio's Clean Up Hitter.
Believe what I say or I'll hurt you.
Hurt you.
Mark Levin.
Mark Levin
is on the radio.
Radio.
Get in, I don't blame them. So we'll go to the calls early. I've got a ton of stuff, but you know what? This is our national town hall meeting, and let's make the best of it. Let's go to Christopher, Weathersford, Texas, the great WBAP. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I am an Iranian U.S. citizen. That I want to applaud the president for taking action against the Iranian government. I posted something the other day on Facebook, and I just want to thank the president that somebody, finally, we have a president who's got the backbone, the courage, the guts to stand up to these Iranian thugs who have killed Americans, who have killed the Iranian people, over 30,000, some reports says 40,000 or so in the past few months or so. And how dare Hakeem Jeffries goes on the news, national news, and undermines the soldiers, the American soldiers who are defending freedom.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an act of war. This is an act of peace. This mm-hmm. is an act of freedom. They are freeing a country. There are 90 million people who are cheering for the American soldiers. And yet, the elected American officials stand up on national TV and condemn this. Shame on them, shame on them. It's the stupidity, idiocy of these elected officials that they call themselves Americans. It baffles me.
Amen. Very beautifully put. I agree 100%, Christopher. Thank you. God bless you, my friend. It's going to Dana, Bismarck, North Dakota, XM Satellite. How are you?
Very well, Mark. Thanks for letting me on. And 10-4 to that last caller.
Amen.
There you got it straight from the mouth of an Iranian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got Trump finally. Like you said, they got the backbone, the integrity, the goodness to end this evil that's been running around the world for 50 years or 47. The same mm-hmm. with Venezuela. He's freed the people down there to start their lives over. He's freeing the people in Iran. You know, and then we got the Democratic Party, except for John Fetterman, who want to bash and knock down everything he's trying to do against us. Not just against Trump. It's against his whole nation, against our military, against every one of us that live here, instead of saying, hey, this is a good thing. You know, they're pathetic. None of them deserve to be in the position they are. And all you people listening, this is where we come in. It's mm-hmm. time for us to liberate ourselves from this garbage.
I love that way you put that. Hold on now. That is good. Liberate ourselves from garbage. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
We all know who they are. It's the midterms now. We know, and this is just a fact. I don't care if you like Trump or not. If we don't keep the Republican Party, because he's a Republican president, in power, he's not going to get anything because you can see what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to kill every effort he ever tries to make to help us or anyone else in the world. So remember that, people. Be smart about this. It's us against them.
Yep.
They don't care about us.
And now they're trying to sabotage a war effort. I've never seen anything like this in my life. You have a political party that is trying to sabotage American soldiers, Israeli soldiers that they've partnered with us. It's just sickening, and people do need to keep that in mind, because I say they're using Operation Sabotage. They're trying to do damage to us that our enemy can't do to us. And that's no joke. When Hakeem Jeffries says we're losing this war, how disgusting is he? All right, my friend. Thank you, Dana. Great call. Great calls all around. Let's go to Bill, Fort Worth, Texas, WBAP. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark, and thank you so much. I want you to know you are my hero. You do a fantastic job, and I'm going to get that in real quickly because I've got some things to say, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're the best, my friend. You tell it like it is. You get strong with your words. And I tell you what, the last two cars you had were phenomenal. I'm not going to repeat what they said. They did great. But I'm a former U.S. Army veteran. I'm a former journalist from way back in the late 60s and early 70s when journalism was honest, when it was a real profession, if you know what I mean, like you. Yeah. You tell the truth. Yeah. The bottom line is we are in a war amongst ourselves. We've got infiltrators here that are trying to take our country, and I don't appreciate it.
I think you're 100% right, and they are here. And you can see how they undermine us in the course of a war. Groups like CARE, these Islamist imams and professors and some mayors, the Marxists in our colleges and universities, and, of course, this woke right neo-fascist isolationists that I'm talking about. They're not a significantly large group, but they do have podcasts and they do have microphones, and they can create... They can dispirit the American people, and they obviously hate Donald Trump while they pretend they don't because they don't want to lose their audiences, but they truly do. The idea that this is my war, I don't have the power to go to war. The president's made this decision, and he made the right decision. Look, I'm very proud that I'm supporting what our president, what our troops are doing. Very, very proud of it. And then, of course, when you actually have an individual who roots for the enemy, in my humble opinion, this Tucker Carlson, that is just loathsome as it gets, and even the enemy's turned on him now. So he's by himself, he's isolated. This is not right, and these people are going to cost us the midterm elections if we're not careful here. Last word.
You know, Mark, can you hear me?
Yeah.
One more thing. The bottom line is, if we don't start using the word treasonous of these people, I'm talking about guys like Obama and Pelosi and those people, Hakeem Jeffries, what an idiot. We need to just tuck our tails up under our tail and go ahead and succumb to this bad people if that's what we're going to do. Other than that, we need to get the microphones. We need to get the word out. And God bless you for your microphone. I wish I had one like yours.
You got a great voice for radio, I'll tell you that. All right. Thank you very much, my friend. Let's go to Tony, Montreal, Canada, XM Satellite. Tony, how are you?
I'm great, and fantastic calls. And I just want to say the Islamofascists are at the bottom of the ocean where they belong. Their navy, their air, whatever you want to call it, air force destroyed. The people of Iran, like the ones that you speak to and the ones that I speak to in Montreal and Vancouver, they told me the only way to deal with the Ayatollah is to eliminate him and send him to the heavens or wherever he wants to be or to hell, as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you one thing. Those people were freed by Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump is the only Western leader in the world that has the gall, the strength, to use his military and to use his economic force. And he's sending a message to all the lunatics. We are going to come and get you if you do bad things.
You're 100% right. And I want to thank you, my friend, Tony, in Montreal. Not only that, he sent a message to China that's now looking over its shoulder trying to figure out where it's going to get all its oil from. We'll be right back. Some major U.S. banks are publishing aggressive gold scenarios for 2026, some as high as about $6,300 an ounce. While nothing about the future is guaranteed, the market has already moved faster than many expected. Meanwhile, central banks have been accumulating gold, and some estimates show that gold holdings now exceeding U.S. Treasury holdings, signaling gold's long-term confidence. Monetary gold has over 25 years helping Americans understand physical gold and silver. With an education first, no pressure approach, and support for IRA eligible options. Monetary Gold has a complimentary guide to help you understand precious metals. Call them right now, 877-NOW-GOLD, or visit marklovesgold.com. Request a free guide. Make sure to ask for details. That's 877-NOW-GOLD, or visit marklovesgold.com. marklovesgold.com. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
modern voice of the founding father. This is the Mark Levin Show. Dial in now at 877-381-3811.
The media out there pushing the narrative that MAGA is split. MAGA is not split. It's strongly behind the president and our armed forces. A handful of nut jobs, kooks, crackpots, that's not MAGA. Trump is MAGA. My audience, the Tea Party, the Reagan conservatives, traditional conservatives, constitutional conservatives, we're all behind the president on this for sure, 100%. MAGA is not those who claim to be MAGA, but were never MAGA. The people who have grifted off of Trump, who want to be seen with Trump, who want to have pictures with Trump and then stab him in the back. Those are Benedict Arnolds. Those are Father Coughlins. Tokyo Roses, in American style. No damn good. These people have no character whatsoever. None. None. Grotesque people. They surely are. History is unfolding right before our eyes. President of the United States has delivered a very consequential first year. Restoring strength to our borders, rebuilding American confidence, and putting this country back on a path of common sense. I believe our system was never meant to rest on one leader. It depends on millions of us, informed and engaged citizens, standing up for faith, family, and freedom. There's more work to be done, and that's where you come in. And AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, they're built around the values we hold dear. Members receive trusted news, the outstanding AMAC magazine, money-saving discounts on travel and insurance, and a lot more. Right now, you can join for 5 years for $47. A fitting way to be part of an organization and support their values. Go to amac.us/Levin. amac.us/LEVIN. Join the Association of Mature American Citizens today and be a part of the solution. Oh, yes. It's an illegal war. No, it's not. It's unconstitutional. No, it's not. I want you to listen to Hassan Salamre, poet and lawyer, at a Dearborn Shiite mosque memorial for Khomeini. They're having a memorial for Khomeini in Dearborn, Michigan, a.k.a. Dearbornistan. The Islamists. They're having a memorial for Khomeini. Got it? Right in the United States, the home of Ford Motor Company. Cut 21, go.
Here today to commemorate the martyrdom of the great leader of our time, Sayyid Ali al-Husayn al-Khamenei, rahmatullahi alayhi.
We might think this was an attack led by Zionist Jews, but the commander of their mission is the very one.
Sounds like Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly. The Jews and their mission, you see, as they martyr Khomeini, the mass murderer of Muslims, among others. Go ahead.
That Adam was not worth prostrating to. Iblis is the one behind the scenes leading their camp, in the shadows lurking, irking, in their symbology, their ideologies, their psychology, their economy, claiming they follow the laws of Moses and Deuteronomy. Iblis is the hidden commander of today's society. Regardless of the stew we put at the desk of the Oval Office, Republican or Democrats, or even if 1,000 elections come to pass, it is clear that this country was built for and built by the Epstein flights.
Listen to this stuff.
And that just like Palestine, we live on stolen land when the devil-worshipping Freemasons reached these shores and the Zionist-minded Christopher Columbus came to explore and they genocided the natives. And put the one eye of the devil on their currency to put their plans in full sight. while the Statue of Liberty is actually Lucifer, demonic bearer, holding a torch of light. And their plan is to dominate every land, regardless of borders, as they state they want to create a new world order. But the Islamic Republic became a thorn in the one eye that gave them post-traumatic stress disorder.
This is apparently a well-known poet and lawyer at a Dearborn Shiite mosque memorial for Khomeini. This past weekend. And this is reported by our friends at Memory, memri.org. I strongly encourage you to bookmark that. Check it constantly. They really are the best of the best, and they have interpreters, but you don't need one for this. This guy spoke perfect English. Imam Usama Yabba-Dabba-Doo. Also at a Dearborn Shiite mosque memorial for Khomeini, probably the same one. Cut 22, go.
We ask Allah to accept this sacrifice, and I offer my condolences to each and every one of you, and I also offer my congratulations on this ultimate honor that he received after 86 years of jihad in the way of Allah.
So stop. Jihad. In the way of Allah. Jihadists. This is in our own country, ladies and gentlemen. In our own country. Go ahead.
Allah. I appreciate each and every one of you for coming out here. It was very important that we have this gathering today and that we remember our shuhada and that we not...
Shuhada, martyrs. So now Khomeini is a martyr for these Islamists in the heart of our country. Got it? And they all vote Democrat. Got it? And Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly and Bannon and their ilk are basically on the same side as these people as they trash our president and seek to undermine our military. Go ahead.
By the Epstein class. And even more than I appreciate the brothers, than I appreciate our sisters, especially those sisters...
Sisters, really? How are sisters treated by Islamists? How are women treated by Islamists? How are young girls treated by Islamists? He appreciates their sisters. He ain't kidding. They treat women like animals, and they treat animals horribly. They want to thank their sisters. Go ahead.
Children, so that our children will grow up with this culture.
Got it? This culture. The culture that you're hearing right now. This is what the Israelis are up against with the Palestinians and others. This is now what we're up against. That culture, no assimilation. They hate our country. They hate our founding. You're hearing it out of his mouth. Out of his mouth. This is the sort of thing the group CARE that's trying to take out our buddy Sid ain't going to happen. That they promote each and every day. Go ahead.
Remember our martyrs, and we're not ashamed of them. So, brothers and sisters, you and I, and all of those who are in the world right now, and those of us who are in the West, we can't let our tax-exempt status for our masjid become an idol that I worship bidunillah.
Look, I don't pretend to be able to explain that, but I'm suggesting to you what he means by that is do whatever you have to do, tax-exempt status or not. Now, this is an ideology that is being pushed hard within our borders, with mosques being built by the hundreds and hundreds now, strategically funded, propping up all over red states and other states. Pushing Sharia law as the law. Attacking our founding. This is I've been talking about it for years, the fusion of the Islamists and the Marxists. That America is an illegitimate country. that America, just like with the Palestinians, that Americans are the oppressors, that Americans are on stolen property. You get it? You get it? Of course, the Islamists are never on stolen property, even though the Jews came first and the Christians came second. Look throughout the Middle East. No, 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 they didn't steal any property. Never. The Crusades, the Muslim Crusades, they didn't steal any property. How could the third of the three religions claim complete control over the entire Middle East? And now we have people coming to our country and they're claiming control over that too. I've told you over and over and over again that Islam and Marxism are incompatible with Americanism and our Constitution. They're just incompatible. They don't accept it. They have no intention of assimilating. Look, this country, everybody doesn't come from the same place or have the same faith. All over the world, every continent, every faith. And one of the great things in this country has been we get along. Pretty much we get along better than in any other country on the face of the earth. And when we're wrong and mistakes have been made, we try and fix them. We even fought a civil war to try and fix the worst of our mistakes. But this is an enemy. And what they're saying is, it's important that you bring your children here. So they will grow up, quote unquote, so that our children will grow up with this culture. Not that they'll grow up as practicing Muslims, assimilated in the American culture. No. Grow up in this culture. And the left in our country, the Democrats, and now apparently the neo-fascists, the woke right isolationists, they are in bed with this. They are bringing this into the country. And the whole idea of immigration, the whole principle of immigration is to allow foreigners to come into our country if they're going to benefit our country, benefit the existing citizens, assimilate into the culture and the society, and contribute to it. Does it sound like this jackass is going to do that? And they say free speech, freedom of religion. As they martyr Khomeini. As they martyr Khomeini. And tell us what they're going to do. We are going to indoctrinate our children to hate you. To hate your country. To impose our fundamentalism on you. This is what is done by the Islamists everywhere. Whether it's the Middle East, whether it's Africa, whether it's Europe, whether it's the United States, everywhere. If you're Muslim and you're listening to me out there, these are your enemies too. Care is your enemy too. Because more Muslims have died at the hands of Islamists like this than anybody else. I'll be right back.
Much lovin'.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
At Walmart and Walgreens.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Now, a radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
As feisty as ever. Please welcome
Mark Levin.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Muslim world is divided about Iran. Muslim countries in favor of removing the regime would include Jordan, Kuwait, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Oman, Qatar, and Bahrain. Muslim countries against removing the regime, Great Britain, France, and Spain. Hat tip to Moy Miz in reposting, retweeting David Steinberg. It's about right, though, isn't it, Mr. Producer? Spot on, baby. Sickening, but spot on. All right, let's see here. What do we got? A few things left here. Ooh, the board has been full, full, and full again. Wow. Let's see. Let's go to Michael, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on the Mark Levin app. Michael, go right ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Mark. I just wanted to say, you know, you said that, you know, these people, you've never seen anyone, you know, undermine the war effort like this, but we've got, you know, Walter Cronkite, you know, saying, you know, the war in Vietnam is lost.
Now, that's true, but I'm talking about an entire movement, including elements that used to be in the Republican Party. You're right about Walter Cronkite, who undermined the Vietnam War.
My dad was a White House correspondent at the same time that you were in the Reagan administration. I have to wonder if you guys might have met. But I
Tell Mr. Producer before you hang up what his last name was. unless you want to tell me on the air.
I will. It's Gastmeyer.
Huh.
Andy Gastmeyer.
It may well be. Who did he work for?
Satellite News Channels. He worked for Satellite News Channels. They were the only competitor for CNN at the time.
I may well have met him.
And then Ted Turner bought him out, and then, you know, he fired right. everybody after he merged. He said it was going to be, yeah, a big happy family, and then...
Yeah, he brought in all kinds of losers.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Michael, good call. My best. God bless you, my friend. You know, as Operation Epic Fury intensifies, the world braces for what comes next. The people of faith pray for freedom and for God's people to be protected in the Holy Land. And in the Holy Land, red alert sirens fill the air. Sirens take 15 seconds to reach the nearest bomb shelter. It's a very serious situation, and the threat is very real. And in times like this, freedom and faith aren't just abstract ideas. They are what people depend on. It's what we depend on. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews standing shoulder to shoulder, they're on the ground preparing large-scale distributions of life-saving food, first aid, emergency essentials for security personnel, while helping ensure hospitals, emergency rooms, and shelters are stocked with critical medical supplies. This aid is focused on Israel's most vulnerable, the sick, the elderly, children, and families in great need. But the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews needs your immediate, most generous, tax-deductible gift right now, today, to make this work possible. So please, to rush your gift, call 844-866-IFCJ. This is really quite urgent. That's 844-866-IFCJ. Remember, it's tax-deductible. But you're going to have a direct impact in helping these people. That's 844-866-IFCJ or online at levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. Let's go to Jason, Byron, Minnesota, XM Satellite. Go!
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. Today I'd like to talk to you about strategy. Generally, when we're talking about the Democrats, whether it be Jeffries or Pelosi, we're always looking at, hey, how can we make them look like hypocrites? Obviously, at face value, they are hypocritical. But more importantly, I feel it's more strategical. These guys are well coached. They have no true morals. I don't think they stand for anything. When Trump asked them to stand for something, I'm not sure that they're actually standing for anything. And that makes them even the more, all the more powerful when they're broadcast into our not well listened people. So how do we make it more that the opposition, us, assuming you and I are talking about ourselves, how do we make it that we're more of a strategy, well-coached people, not?
I can only speak for myself. I try and use this format, my Fox format, and now our brand new video podcast to get the message out, to make the case, the history, the arguments. I'm just hoping more and more people join Liberty Voice. Check it out tonight, YouTube and Rumble. Ladies and gentlemen, we salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel, the men and women in Iran, and you, the men and women of the United States of America. God bless you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.